Welcome to Pittsburgh Youth Media on Youth Express, recorded live from SLB Radio. This is Katrice Stallworth, and I'm an 11th grader at Penn Hill Senior High School.
I'm Marley Vaughn. I'm a 7th grader at Elizabeth Ford Middle School.
I am Tiana Piggott. I am an 11th grader at Montour High School.
I'm Tiana Piggott. I'm an 11th grader at Montour High School.
I'm Malik Johnson. I'm a junior at Robert Morris University.
I'm Nicoye Ferris. I go to Urban Pathways, and I'm a 9th grader.
Okay, so today we'll be discussing the recent Jussie Smollett allegations, as well as perspective on life of people who grew up in St. Croix. But first, we're going to start by talking about how schools are portrayed in TV and movies versus reality. So, has anybody watched Zoe 101?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I haven't.
You haven't watched it?
No.
Okay. So, I think it's about this teenage girl who just, where'd she go? Pacific Coast Academy, where she meets a whole bunch of different people from different walks of life, and she just has different life experiences. And she's not really supervised by her parents. It's away from her parents. So she's just experiencing, like, the world on her own, and she's just learning about herself. So how is that different from high school, like, everywhere else besides TV?
I feel like it might not always be, like, a mix as much. Like, our high school, there's not many cultures. There's not many different experiences. It's all super similar.
What do you mean by super similar? Like,
pretty much everyone has either been born in the area or has been here so long they don't remember where they came from. Maybe there's a couple people that, like, transfer mid-year, but, like, pretty quickly grow into the school or they move back to wherever they came from.
What about, like, labels and stuff? Because I remember Quinn, I think, that one kind of nerdy girl. So she was super nerdy, and then there was this other guy that ended up dating, which was super unexpected because he's, like, a bad boy, quote, quote. So is that even accurate now, or is it just...
No, I don't really think anyone has those labels.
I don't think there's, like, an actual bad boy now. It's just people who make, like, very bad decisions.
There's no, like, really nerds anymore.
Is everybody just a nerd now? Like, if you're smart, you're a nerd? What is it?
I feel like you're a nerd in certain areas that you're interested in.
Nerd is kind of, like, a compliment.
Like, they're saying you're, like, you know what you're doing in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think nerds were portrayed differently? Like, there aren't really nerds anymore, like you guys were saying. Like, but people are smart, and if you're smart, you're cool. Like, you're smart in the areas that you're smart in. But back then, you're only, like, good at one certain thing. Like how Quinn was, oh, I'm really into science and inventions or whatever. Are there still people who are just classified as nerds for that reason? Like, that type of thing?
I think so.
I feel like the difference with nerd now is... Nerd now can apply to you, like, in one topic. Nerd then apply to you being amazing at everything. You're a genius.
I think in school, like, all of these names that people are being called, like, nerds, that's not really how it is once you get to high school. I think it's really like that in movies, just to create, like, a conflict in it instead of just how school really is. Because in school, everybody's just friends with each other. Well, that's how it is in my school, where people are more relaxed with each other, because you get to high school and it's just like you're going through this, not reality how it is in movies almost, because you're in movies and you think you're going to be running out of school or breaking out into musicals or just leaving class whenever you want to go get lunch or something.
There's these cliques, like you stay in your clique. Your clique might be a less popular clique, so your clique gets bullied by the popular clique or whatever. But it's just not true.
Yeah, that don't really happen in high school because nobody really cares what you do. Yeah. Like, you're all for yourself.
There are some cliques in middle school, but, like, it's not really anything like a movie clique. It's like we still socialize with each other, but there's no, like, bullying on any level, really.
Remember how in High School Musical... That's the first thing I thought of. When Sharpay, like, she spilled her food or something like that. And then it transitioned to this whole song about the status quo. Was that it? Okay, that's all I remember. And it reminded me of what you were saying, how people don't really fall into, like, categories anymore. Well, they're in many different categories. Like, they can be good at sports and they can be smart. That was a whole plot of High School Musical. Like, oh my gosh, I can sing and I can play basketball. What do I do? So, like, why is that not a problem anymore? Was it a problem even back then, or was it just a problem in the movie?
I don't think it was ever a problem. They're just trying to add some conflict, and maybe it was considered like dorky or something to sing and do sports. I don't see how that would be a problem at all.
Back then, they did used to say like football players need to focus on football and not being like musicals and all of that. So
that happens in our school. Football players, basketball players, they're not in the musical. They're not in anything else but football and basketball. That's all their life surrounds around.
There is one stereotype that I think is kind of true, and that is the sports and musical thing. All the theater kids are kind of like more dorky, and then the sports kids are just like, they're nice. They're not jerks like they are in movies, but like they're nice to everyone. Now we're going to transition into our next topic, which is perspective from our guests on life in St. Croix.
St. Croix is located, like, right below Florida, and it's in that little small cluster they call the Caribbean that's, like, Puerto Rico, St. John, St. Lucia, and St. Thomas.
Well, how long did you stay there? Did you grow up there, or how did that
work? We grew up there until we were, like, 9 to 7.
Okay. What were your, like, first memories?
Like, mostly the beach and all of that. And, like, the different types of cultures that is mixed into there, because it's very, like, it's very rich in culture.
What's one of the biggest differences that you know of from what you remember between, like, there and here?
Well, down there is more Black and Hispanics than whites. So right. That was one of the biggest ones out of all.
Was school different?
Yeah, it was kind of an outside school than an inside school.
And it's more fast-paced, like at third grade. Mm. We were learning at fifth grade level here.
So you were, because I remember in kindergarten, that has nothing to do with fifth grade. All I remember in kindergarten, we were doing like times tables. Did you guys learn that preschool, like 1 year old type thing? Or like?
We learned most of the stuff like very early.
That's cool. Like that's, what languages, do you speak any, how many languages do you speak?
I say I speak like, 3. Well, but like one isn't technically a language, but it's like their dialect down there. So I'd say it's a language.
Were there like any traditions that you did there that you brought to the well here?
Not really, because in St. Croix, it's not a whole tradition. It's just like different cultures that practice their own separate traditions. And then other people would join in if they want or not. They have agriculture fair, which is like, it has mukajumbis. They have the people that dresses up in those. You see how like Trinidadian carnivals, they wear the flowery with the stuff in the back. They have people dressed up in that. Well, mukajumbis are stilt walkers. They're spirits in Caribbean culture. And that's what they call it, mukajumbis. And that's about it. And they have like culture food from different cultures.
What was the food like? Well, what was the food compared to here? Like, was it better than here? Probably, but I just want to know.
I would say it's better.
Yeah.
My favorite food is basasop and roti. It's a Trinidadian food mixed with Indian. And it's like typical Indian roti with a naan type bread. It's very like sticky and like you can pull it apart, pick up the meat and eat it up.
Sounds really good.
Can you talk about the community, Montour, you came into Montour. Can you talk about the difference between that and the Virgin Islands?
I'd say like mannerism and how they accept people, because in St. Croix, everybody knows everybody because it's a very like kind of small area and somebody knows your parents, somebody knows your uncle or something. But like here, if like someone catches you staring at them, they obviously want to fight. But if you're staring at somebody down there, you nod your head in, like, respect, and you said, good morning, good afternoon, good night. But they're ready to fight you here. And, like, Montour, they're not very open to different people, so it was, like, very hard.
What did you do to, like, overcome the initial shock of the different customs here?
I most likely read and kind of was oblivious to it. I didn't realize it until, like, when I got older that they weren't really open to, like, different people.
Do people ask you, like, a lot about where you're from, like, in school or, like, anything about St. Croix, like, in school?
They do, but they ask, like, very, like,
stupid questions.
Like, mundane questions, like, do you guys have water? Do you guys have cellular data? or like all these kind of questions, like obviously we have it.
So pretty much just assuming because of a basic area and a basic stereotype that it's the same everywhere outside of the United States.
Basically, yeah.
What do you have to say to educate those people who are just, they don't know what they're talking
they're
about?
Just oblivious.
Yeah.
I would basically say, look it up yourself. Like, it's obviously we have those stuff because those are typical natural rights people have. I kind of want to leave Pittsburgh and go somewhere, like, warmer or, like, culturally rich. But then, like, my mom stays here, so I kind of, like, want to kind of stay here, too.
I want to stay here, but more in the city or, like, go to Philly or Florida.
It's an easy place to make friends because there are other people that's from out of the United States. And then we could relate on stuff that's cultural because they share the same food and all of that. And it's good that, like, we're the only people that's from St. Croix. So, yeah.
And for our final topic, we'll be discussing the recent Jesse Smollett allegations. So Jesse Smollett, he was in Chicago. And I guess there was these two men or something that were wearing MAGA hats, and they said racial slurs and threw Clorox on him, put, like, something around his neck, and, like, beat him up. And apparently that's not true, and they have proof.
So what I know about it is they poured bleach on him and put a noose around his neck, and they did do it, but there are rumors that he paid them to do it. So he could get more attention in media, and it was some kind of maybe like money-making scheme.
But then on top of that, the check that they proved that paid them to do this stuff was actually labeled for his grocery list. So he can exercise. He paid them to find like food for him because he was hiring them for personal training, I believe. So that's like something that kind of threw that off with other people and Chicago PD.
There's, like, a lot that's just foggy about it, like, what's actually happening.
But then they say that the FBI had searched it, and it was more or less, like, he was telling most of the truth, but not all of the truth. But then comes in Chicago PD saying that all of it was a lie, and then he said it was a lie, but he never said this. They said that he did it because his show was cutting him off, which they proved was wrong, that they were keeping him, and kind of, like, misdirected everything that they said.
I don't really know why anyone would do it. I understand there are people that say that he did it to boost his career almost. I kind of understand it, but I don't think that whatever boost in career that he would have gotten was worth what he got. I think 60 years is a lot of time, and 16 and indicted on 16 charges. That's not a normal amount of charges to be indicted on for something like this.
I think 6 years is a long time, and maybe that he wanted to make people see that this might be actually happening because who the president is right now, because he's saying make America great again, and he wants people to see that America isn't being made great again with MAGA hats because this is happening, I guess. I think it's bad that he did it because he's making it seem like he's accusing people who aren't doing these things because some people do put the hats on, and they're not all bad for doing it, but I mean, he shouldn't have did that because he's a public figure. People look up to him probably because his name is well known. So him doing that, he's just putting a bad example on people that do support Donald Trump with the hats.
I agree with that. Also, I thought about how it's bad for people who are actually experiencing, like, racial discrimination or just any conflict, like, with gender or with salary. It could be anything, like, any major conflict. Like, the Me Too movement, like, it took it a while to take off because people didn't believe it. Oh, you can't do that. Oh, since the like, men, businessmen are in power, oh, you can't speak out about what actually happened to you. So when he, it's like the boy who cried wolf. If he's like, oh, this is what happened to me, they put a noose around my neck, what is going to happen when somebody else is actually getting a noose around their neck and they're being mistreated because of, like, who they are? So are the people going to believe, like, him or her now? What's going to happen now? So he just sets up, like, bad things for people who actually experience bad things. It's a really bad ending. Hate crimes, anything just to do with, like, anti-inclusion. Especially with social media, you can't really tell what's real or fabricated because people can edit everything and post it on social media and nobody will actually know what's really going on. So it's hard to tell, like you said, like what's real and what's not.
So if you're someone who's really good at like writing a story, they could write an entire news article that seems real, post it on Twitter or Facebook, and there's people who are going to retweet or share it and everyone's going to start believing it. And now everyone believes this one thing that's fake, and there's going to be a point where no one knows what's real or fake.
What he did is bad, but like part of me is like saying that he did it to bring more attention to what's not being written in papers, that people are actually doing these type of things. And like for his sentence, that is too much because there have been cases where people have lied about certain people doing stuff to them and have not been indicted at all. Like the woman who said Emmett Till touched her inappropriately, but then when a kid died a couple years back, she said that never happened. They never put her in jail. They never said anything. They just wrote it off. But here he comes. He gets 16 counts and 60 plus years in jail for that.
A woman said that the Emmett Till didn't do it?
Did do it.
Didn't do it. Like, was the woman white, though?
Yes,
because that's
was.
The whole thing, though. Because he's, what is he biracial? Is he black? What is he? Like, especially because of his, like, the color of his skin and his, like, sexual orientation, they were probably harder on his sentence. For, like, not a good reason for that. But he still did wrong when they didn't have to extend it to that point just because of what he believes in, who he is.
Like, there have been people that's done worse, like, dang, like killed their baby, but only gotten, like, 3 years probation.
That concludes this episode of Pittsburgh Youth Media on Youth Express, recorded live from SLB Radio.
You're listening to Youth Express. Catch the future.